Our sermon today is based on a reading from Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 through 17. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness." Then he consented. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased. God of the water and of the dove, come cover us and renew us and refresh us." Okay, technically and liturgically, this is not the Sunday we celebrate Jesus' baptism. That was last Sunday, but as you know, we lost a week due to the snow, and I really wanted to share the rationale behind choosing dare as our word for 2020. So we have some catching up to do, but it's all good. Thanks for sticking with me. So I've been thinking about and looking for people in the Bible who dared to dare, and I realized Jesus' entire ministry started on a dare. On that day when he came to the Jordan River to be baptized, he met his cousin, John the Baptizer. John knew who he was. John had always known who Jesus was. Even when they were both unborn babes in their mother's wombs, when Jesus' mother Mary went to visit John's mother Elizabeth, John leaped with joy inside his mother when Mary greeted Elizabeth. John knew, even then, that someone important and special and wonderful was in the midst. John had been anointed as Jesus' forerunner. He would be the one who would pave the way for Jesus to begin his work among the people. He would help initiate Jesus' ministry. He was excited about the possibilities, but he also warned the people that the arrival of the Messiah wasn't going to be all sunshine and lollipops. "He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire," John said. "His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." John offered the people a baptism of repentance and renewal. They confessed their sins and John baptized them. This ritual of cleansing was somewhat new to the Jewish people of the day. It had a different significance than it does for us today. Although baptism then and baptism now were both designed as a way to wash away sin, the Christian baptism we now embrace goes a step further. When we are baptized, we are saying we now identify with Jesus Christ. We are buried with him and raised to walk in newness of life. We are saying we have accepted Jesus' lordship over our lives and acknowledge him as our Savior. We go under the water to bury our old, useless, and sinful lives, and when we come up, we have been, in a sense, resurrected to do meaningful and purposeful things with and for Jesus, who himself, of course, was resurrected. The age-old question is, if Jesus was sinless, why did he need to be baptized? It was exactly the question John asked when Jesus came to him. He had just said he was not worthy to touch even Jesus' sandals. Dare he baptize Jesus? John was a little bit afraid. It was too great an honor. He protested, "I have need to be baptized by you, Jesus. I need you to take away my sins, you who are greater than I. And yet you are coming to me to ask me to baptize you? I can't do that. I can't." John fought it at first. He actually tried to push Jesus away out of the water. "I can't do this." And that's when Jesus dared John. "Yes, John, you can do this. Yes, John, you have to do this. I dare you, John. I dare you to put aside your reluctance and unease. I dare you to put aside your notions of what it means to be a servant and a master, greater and lesser. For this moment, I dare you to put those ideas aside, the idea that you can't serve me and I, as the Son of God, can't accept your service. For this moment, John, I dare you to take a big, bold step and thus send me forth on the ministry you have been proclaiming. You see, Jesus was acting as the high priest of the kingdom. Before priests were installed, they were required to wash themselves and thus come to their role of honor, clean and blemish-free and anointed, ready to serve. Jesus knew he couldn't begin his ministry of creating God's own realm of peace and justice on earth until he had taken this sacred step. In a way, his baptism was his ordination. He came to John on purpose. He was thinking not just of the people who would be around him during his 3 years of preaching and teaching. He was also thinking of us. He was thinking about all the people, not even born, people who would live centuries later, who would hear about him and his deeds of wonder and then decide, yes, I want to follow Jesus. Yes, I want to be like Jesus and do the wonderful things he did. The first step towards doing that is the step we take into the waters of baptism. Jesus set the example for us. It was not a ritual of repentance, but one of empathy and identification. Yes, Jesus dares us too. He says, I dare you to tell the world that you are now my follower. I dare you to step into the waters of baptism and be renewed. I dare you to accept a new purpose in life and a new way of being. I dare you, Jesus says. So what is our response? Do we take that dare? Does it daunt us? When we say yes to Jesus, when we take him up on his dare, does that mean? What will it entail? Will it mean daring to go to different places with different faces and be among people we don't know how to relate to? Will it mean daring to stand up for the poor and the marginalized? Will it mean daring to serve others and to touch untouchables and love unlovables? Will it mean daring to speak words of truth and justice and acceptance? Will it mean facing death and derision and daring to make a difference in the world anyway? It's everything Jesus did. If we dare to follow him into the waters of baptism, we dare to carry on the work he began when we come up out of the waters. Then John consented. He took the dare to set John's mind at ease, to show him that baptizing Jesus was the right thing to do, to show approval from God Most High. The Holy Spirit appeared in the form of a dove as Jesus came out of the water. John had said, the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, he on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. That was John's sign. The arrival of the dove was a way of thanking John for accepting Jesus' dare. It was a way of anointing Jesus for his loving mission. So the darer and the daree were both satisfied. And so was God. The voice came to them from above, this is my beloved son with whom I am well pleased, ever delighted. The wheels were set in motion for the world to be changed. Jesus accepted God's dare to go into the world and show people then and now how to dare to do great things for God. Jesus dared and he did. Now it's up to us. We have work to do, sacred work, blessed work. The words of affirmation from God to Jesus are spoken to us too. We are God's beloved ones with whom God is well pleased. I dare you to accept those words from God, to think of yourself as one whom God loves and whom God is ever delighted with. I dare you to act like you believe it. Then imagine Jesus speaking to you here and now. Imagine Jesus saying, I dare you to do all the things I have done. I dare you to love me with all your heart and soul and mind and strength. I dare you to reach out and take a step of faith. I dare you to trust me enough to go wherever I send you. What say you? Will you take that dare? Let us pray. I dare say, God, that when you sent Jesus to us, you had great plans in mind for him. Now that he has been resurrected and has rejoined you, the work falls to us. And now we are part of your plan for redeeming and reviving your creation. Give us the courage to accept that dare, to be more than we are and to do more than we believe we can. Wash us again in the waters of baptism and renew our spirits. This we dare ask you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you. Rescue.